This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did one man have something follow him home after a ghost hunt, or was it already there?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's kind of a chicken before the egg thing on this one, where was the ghost already there? Did it come along from some sort of investigation? It's something you got to kind of wonder about. Sometimes it feels like, well, some people I think are just haunted, or they're able to pick up on things better than others. So there's always things going on around them, no matter what they do. But
right.
I'm interested to hear what happens in this story. Let's go to the phone call and find out. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hey, this is Isaiah from Central Valley, California. And I wanted to tell you guys a story ghost encounter that I had. Back around 2009, I lived in a small town in a newer house that my mom had purchased, and I always caught like a weird vibe at this place, so I kind of want to set the tone and just tell you guys about how this house kind of always had like a negative vibe to it. So at the house, I would always feel like something was watching me whenever I walked in my room, and just weird little stuff like that. Eventually, at some point, I got a little dog, and this dog always hated going to my room or sleeping in there. And as he got older, he had a little bit, he would do some weird stuff, like look at the ceiling and bark, or he'd go into the room next to mine and he'd go into the closet and bark at the closet. And this is before I like actually had saw like an actual ghost or experienced a sleep paralysis. I'm not sure if it was just my mind playing tricks on me or actual experience. I've always been kind of a skeptic. And during this time frame, I remember like Paranormal Activity came out, and me and my friends were starting to get really interested in the paranormal. So we had looked up some places around the area where we thought that there might be there were stories or whatever. And one of the places we heard about was some house in the country. And the house, I guess there was a lady there who, I don't know, supposedly she was a witch, and she had killed some children, and then people in the area found out about it and they went and burnt her house down. I don't know if the story's true or not. I tried looking it up. Couldn't find anything about it. But we ended up going there one night, trying to record some EVPs. And I don't think we got anything. The only weird thing that happened is as we were leaving, my girlfriend said that she felt like something like breathed on her neck. And we left, and that was pretty much the end of that. And so like a couple nights later, I'm at home, and I had already, since I already felt weird about the house that we lived in, I would always leave the TV on at night, and I'd put the sleeper on there to make it go off at a certain time way after I went to sleep. So I set it on sleep mode, and I went to bed. And at some point, I woke up, and, you know, I was in a state of sleep paralysis, pretty much stuck. And I'm looking at my TV, and it's like, I don't know what you would call it, but you know, like when there's white noise and it's just all, the TV is just all like, there's not a picture on it. It's just a bunch of that white stuff going on. So that was all just, which is weird because we had like in my room, I wasn't using like, you know, like an antenna or something to get the only local channel. So I don't understand why it started doing that. Well, it started doing that, and I'm stuck. And I'm already tripping out because I can't move. And something weird just happens. I start hearing what sounds like, it sounds like muffled screaming, I guess is the best way I can explain it. So I'm hearing this muffled screaming, and, I'm tripping out now because I don't know what that is. And I have a mirror across from me on my dresser. So after looking at the TV and hearing this sound, I look at the mirror, and what I see is, I don't know if you want to call it like an old hag or what. Like the best way I can describe it is if you've ever seen The Grudge, and it looked like a lady just crawling down the wall, and dirty white dress, black hair, and I got scared. And I was in sleep paralysis, and I'm just sitting there trying to scream for my mom, but it's not coming out. So it's pretty much like I'm humming, and I keep doing that, and eventually it goes away or it stops, and I snap out of it, and my TV's still on the white, or my TV turned off, actually, since I had it on sleep mode. And, so I stayed up the rest of the night, and I was kind of freaked out, you know. So I ended up going to sleep, and I get up the next day, and I'm just doing my, you know, going to take a shower or whatever. And I look at my back, and I have scratch marks on my back, like three scratch marks. And that was the last time I ever saw something like that or had a sleep paralysis experience like that. Although at that house, I did wake up one night to see a shadow person or whatever walking through my room and then out the wall. But that was the last time I had that. And what always tripped me out about that whole incident is because that I was already having the bad vibes at that house. Like I said, the dog would trip randomly, you know, trip out on things, and he wouldn't want to go into my room. And I wasn't sure if this was something that happened because there was something at the house that was maybe some bad spirits or demonic entities or something, or if it was something that followed me home from the haunted, or the house that was allegedly haunted. And I'm really not sure to this day. I would always get a bad vibe in the house, and everything. We ended up leaving, obviously, when I graduated high school. I ended up leaving, and my mom sold the house. But the house always had a bad vibe. So I don't know, maybe you guys could elaborate on it. I don't know if you guys have heard any stories like that before. I mean, I've listened to stories where they say that some things hold on to you when you go to haunted houses, and I've listened to stories where it's just stuff at the house. Maybe you guys can elaborate on it a little bit more and give me your if you want it. If you guys end up posting this or end up playing this on your podcast, thank you. And I'm going to keep enjoying the podcast because you guys have really cool stories on there.
Thanks for sharing that experience. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like very easily something could have been there.
Sounds like maybe there was something already in the house he was hanging out in day to day, you know, kind of lurking or whatever. And maybe, you know, whether or not something followed him home. But you and I have discussed the fact that sometimes I think we have the energy to kind of create stuff ourselves. So if you make yourself believe that maybe something followed you home, does that change the energy around you? Does that create things happening around you? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, just the thought of it, the collective energy towards something.
Right.
Does that create something? Can that affect something? Can it bring something up or out or more? A really interesting one, I thought, that I've been following on the other podcasts on Hidden Killers. I've been following the Lori Vallow Daybell case, and I saw a really interesting article yesterday about a realtor who went into the property where she was staying. It was an apartment building, and didn't know whose apartment it was. It was more so, okay, we're going to list this one. And we just got to kind of do a walkthrough like a realtor would. So they go in there and they see it, and he came back saying, I've never felt something, just the negative energy. You could cut it with a knife. There was something so dark in there when he was walking around, but he didn't realize it was Lori Vallow's until they got to the garage. And in the garage, there was a cardboard box cutout that JJ had used as a playhouse. You know, with kids writing on the side of cardboard boxes, all that sort of stuff. And it was still there. And then he connected the dots and realized, oh my God, this is where Lori Vallow was staying. But there was,
isn't that weird? Like that somebody who had no inkling what happened in a house, in a building or whatever can walk in and still get that feeling.
It was, I don't get very spooky or anything over there, but I've had several people on the air that are psychologists or this or that. I had one last week that said, if there was ever an example of true demon possession, Lori Vallow would likely be it. Because, I mean, just the depravity and the evil nature as to what she did to her kids, allegedly. I mean, it's right up there with just completely, you know, crazy evil. But I don't know if there's any element to that there where there is something, or if it's mainly just, you know, this was a human being with a lot of mental disorders and this is how they act. And
right.
We're able to carry out horrible, horrible crimes. But no, it's interesting to think about that and how energies will affect environments as to where those individuals spent a good deal of time. Thank you for that story. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our number. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.